All right, the MAGA movement is falling apart at the seams, and we have some breaking news to go along with it. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed as we get closer to 2 million subscribers. And just know that people are jumping ship. People are retiring, resigning, wishing they had never voted for Donald Trump. And that is manifesting today with the breaking news that Republican Representative Sam Graves is retiring his seat in the 6th District of Missouri. Now, this is not just about Republican Representative Sam Graves, who is 62 years old and is leaving ahead of a perilous midterms. It's about the fact that he is the 36th Republican to retire their seat in the year of 2026, the year of our Lord. We are only about 3 months, about to enter April, and 36 Republicans have retired their seat, which is an indicator of a very, very, you know, awful midterms coming for the Republicans. That's what happens when you inflict economic damage on the American people, when you tariff other countries and push away our allies, and when you lie to the American people about no new wars. Now, Sam Graves wrote a long post. Honestly, nobody's going to read this. I don't care to read this. This is not the point. The point is Republicans are struggling, and I want to show you Harry Enten breaking this down in a very, very clean manner.
You know, I would say that House Republicans are running for the exits faster than kids do on the final day of school. I mean, just take a look here. Oh, hello. Most House retirements since 1930. So far this cycle, already 36. 36. That is the grand record over the last nearly 100 years. My goodness gracious. That actually beats the former record in total, which was 34 back in the 2018 cycle. And that wasn't that long ago. And I do recall that was a very, very good year for House Democrats. The bottom line is this. You don't run for the exits unless you know trouble is brewing. And House Republicans so far believe trouble is absolutely brewing.
Okay, how do you know that? What does history tell us about these types of exits?
I want to show you this in just one moment because his answer is very, very good. But to continue reading, a growing wave of Republican retirements is fueling alarm within the GOP as lawmakers head for the exits ahead of what is predicted to be a brutal midterm cycle. It's so brutal that Donald Trump tried to enact authoritarian means to steal the midterms by redistricting multiple states. Thankfully, Democrats pushed back, so they're trying to pass the Save America Act. Donald Trump is trying to lie and undermine the midterms. The reality is he is becoming increasingly unpopular due to a compounding number of issues. If let's just start with January 1st, 2026. Let's just start 3 months ago. We can push aside Elon Musk and everything that happened in 2025. We saw Renee Good and Alex Pretty both get shot, executed over the course of a few weeks. Donald Trump then threatened to jail the protesters who were protesting after that, jail Tim Walz, jail Mayor Jacob Frey, continue to threaten everybody, then cut health care for many American people, then go to war. Now gas prices are $4 on the national stage. On Friday, Representative Sam Graves of Missouri became the 36th Republican House member to announce they will not seek re-election and they are going to pass the torch.
Okay, so, you know, I say it's brewing and sometimes I just like to pontificate, but sometimes I actually have facts behind me. Let's take a look here. Okay, party with the fewer House retirements since 1982 in midterms. They went on to win the U.S. House 80% of the time. Far fewer Democrats are retiring this cycle than Republicans. When one side runs for the exits, right? I'm doing my best right here, my best Usain Bolt right here. When one side runs for the exits, they lose the House of Representatives. When one side stays put, it's because they think something good is going to happen. And House Democrats clearly think something is good going to happen. And House Republicans clearly think something very bad is going to happen.
Again, we said this is basically a record since 1930, more than we've seen in 100 years. And that's just so far.
This is, I think, what's so clear is this number is likely to climb ever higher.
Okay, so what are they looking at? Sam Graves last Thursday, and it was a surprise. It was a bit of a reversal. What might he have been looking at that caused him to retire?
You know, some elected officials aren't so smart, but many of them are. And they're looking at the same numbers we're looking at. And what they're looking at is the president of the United States and his approval rating. So why don't we just take a look here? Why are GOP retiring? Okay, when the president's approval is less than 50%. I went back all the way through the record books, all the way back since 1938 in midterm elections, when the House, the press party in the House, on average, loses 34 seats. loses 34 seats when the president's approval rating is less than 50%. Donald Trump isn't anywhere close to 50%. He's at 40%. The average, the House for the president's party, they lose 34 seats. The least was just 9. That was actually Joe Biden back in 2022. But guess what? House Democrats only need a pickup of 1, 2, 3 in order to gain a majority.
And we very, very likely will gain the majority. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is coping about that very simple fact. Republicans just got swept in a special election in Trump's Mar-a-Lago district in Florida. And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson thinks, it's nothing. It's a one-off. We're going to be fine come the midterms.
With some of the Republicans you have to deal with. The Mar-a-Lago flip. Democrats win the Trump hometown Florida House district. This is a state house race. Emily Gregory defeated Trump-endorsed GOP state house candidate in a hotly contested race. The president, obviously, in his backyard, and he won that district overwhelmingly. As you look at that, do you see a canary in the coal mine about November?
I don't at all. In fact, I talked with the president about this after that election result came in, and his team. These special elections are a one-off, and they're anomalies. That's why we call them special. There was circumstances in that race at the state legislative level not involved with Congress. I am very bullish about November, very bullish about the midterms.
Even right now?
Absolutely.
Even looking at everything that's coming up?
Absolutely right. And I give you a very boring 90-minute slideshow, Brett, to prove to you all the reasons we're going to win.
Minutes,
we don't have it. But look, it summarizes us having a great record to run on, promises made, promises kept. The big, beautiful bill, Working Families Tax Cut, is going to be working for middle and lower class earners, and they'll feel the effects of that and know they made the right decision, because we had a big demographic shift in 2024, and I think we hold those voters. We got better candidates. We have more funding right now. We have a president who is running like he is on the ballot, and he is out doing rallies around the country and rallying the base. We're going to have a midterm convention for the first time in history.
He is coping so hard. Republicans are on track to get absolutely whooped. The losses don't even stop at what we've seen thus far. One-time key Trump allies, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Mark Green of Tennessee, both left before the end of the term, while Dan Crenshaw was defeated in a Texas primary this month. MAGA is crumbling at the seams. Across more than 20 special elections this year, Democrats have outperformed Trump's 2024 results by 10 to 14 points in areas from Virginia to Minnesota to Connecticut. Even in reliably Republican districts, GOP candidates are failing to match Trump's margins. A state house candidate in Oklahoma won by 28 points versus Trump winning by 58 points in 2024, meaning that's a 30-point swing. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed and you want more videos breaking down the news of the day, all you have to do is subscribe, drop a blue heart. The Republicans are on track to get kind of smacked around in the midterms, and we will make sure that happens by reporting the truth, by breaking down their lies, and making sure they can't get away with all of this BS they're trying to pull on the American people. I love you all. I'll see you later. Peace out.